powered by Riverside FM.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays without a fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome, RVers, to another exciting episode of Running Up the Flagpole, episode number 5.
That one doesn't turn on. That's why I said don't press it.
Okay, so let's start over.
No, that was fine. Are you on recording? Are you?
Yes, I'm recording.
Okay, last time we had a problem. So, welcome again with Dave, Sasha, and Christine.
One of these days, you're going to remember that we can all introduce ourselves like big kids. Speaking of which, we are also sponsored by Flagpole Buddy. I'm going to regret asking this, Dave, but I think this week we're going to talk about safety, which RV safety coming from you, this may be good, this may be bad, but please enlighten us.
Interesting. I'm a very safe RVer. Aren't I, Christine?
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm shocked.
I don't do anything that is not apropos in the RV world. It's very dangerous. A big 40,000-pound vehicle that you're driving with your little feet and your little steering wheel. That's a lot of weight to be out there, and you could really hurt somebody or hurt yourself. So some of the basics in RV safety, of course, is maintenance. You got to keep up on your maintenance. Check your tires. Tires are interesting because not only do they wear... Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm just listening to you.
Oh, okay. They wear out from the rubber, just deteriorates on them. It's called vulcanization, I think. Not to be confused with Spock or any of that. That's what you got to consider looking for. You may not wear out your tire at all, and the things will just disintegrate on you after 8 years or so. You should probably get them looked at and checked. Of course, you got light signals and that kind of stuff, but you got to look at your RV and just make sure everything is working before you go out on the road, because once you're on the road and then you find out things aren't working, it might be too late. If you've got a big old vehicle and your turn signals aren't working and back, people in cars, they don't care that you're 40,000 pounds. They'll cut you off. They'll do all sorts of things. That's a bad thing. So you just make sure that all your lights are going. Check your fluids and transmission levels and stuff like that. I never do, but you should.
And I rest my case. There it is.
Why would you admit that?
Practice what you preach.
I know. The slogan. This is terrible.
You know, I'm the most ambitious, lazy person you're ever going to meet, and I rely on those idiot lights on the dashboard to tell me, hey, fluid's low.
And then you don't change it.
Well, no, then I'll take it in. Oh. Somebody else will change it. Oh, you don't mess with the RV and a diesel engine? You don't touch any of that stuff. Plus, it's like 15 gallons or something like that of oil in those things, so... the propane safety. We actually have a coach that doesn't have propane. It's all electrics.
Probably safer that way.
I do. I hate the propane, the gas. I almost died once from propane. This is a little story. I was going to Lake Havasu to do an RV show, and we had a new refrigerator put in the RV. And Christine kept smelling some. She said, that smells, something's wrong.
And it wasn't you?
That's not, she said, did you shower today? I said, yes, I showered. And it happened quite often. And we took it back to the RV place. And they said, nope, it's, you know, you got some bad food in here somewhere. And Christine's just like, man, the ruffled her feathers. She's like, what are you talking about? I didn't leave bad food in here. And those idiots at the RV place, they just said, well, it's okay. Come to
it
find out.
It wasn't okay.
Yes, it was not okay. I pulled into a resort in Havasu, and I was feeling dizzy. And I pulled into a resort, and I almost pulled in the back way, the way you're not supposed to go with those little things that pop your tires. And it's just like, whoa, last minute, I kind of woke up. No, that's not. Boom. And I got in there, and yeah, I was dizzy. And then I called out a maintenance man to come out, a portable maintenance man. He's not portable. I didn't have him like in the back of the RV or anything. He came out and looked at my fridge and a little spray of soap and water. And he said, look at that. Your gas lines, it's just hand tight. So all that gas was leaking up and going up the ceiling and down into the front of the coach. And yeah, could have died easily.
Bum, bum, bum.
But
you were supposed to press a button.
No, I have Sasha.
Fine. Anyway, so there's a lot of different things to check before. Just like an airplane, you know, go around, make sure everything's checked. Do a walk around. That's one of the safety things I do whenever we're leaving somewhere. I walk around, make sure all the jacks are up. I got everything. I'm always in fear that I won't disconnect the power cord and I'll drive off with the power cord.
Based off what you did with the gas, yeah, I could imagine that this is something that you would do.
Yeah, if you didn't listen last week, so I talked about I left the gas station with the hose in it. Not in the RV, but in Christine's car.
I have to ask, did you just compare walking around the RV to doing a safety check on an airplane as if our listeners are pilots? Maybe compare it to something a little bit more like a vehicle. I think they probably drive their car more than they're flying commercial jetliners.
Well, that's true, okay. But I'm thinking how serious the situation is. Pilots always go around and look at their plane because it's important that they understand what's going on with the plane. Okay. So RVers, they're like pilots.
Oh.
Yeah. Some of them should get another license because some of them shouldn't be driving.
That's why I told
David is very good about going around the coach and checking on all the stuff.
And then there's an issue about safety. Just personal, it's common sense. Just use some common sense, right? Driving conditions. You know, if it's raining, slow the fuck down, okay? People just drive way too fast in the rain. They overload the coach with all sorts of stuff. They tow something that's way too heavy. Don't get on the cell phone. Let your wife do the navigating.
Yes, let your wife do the navigating.
Is this one of those moments David, where yes. you say what to He's, do but don't do?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah. And know your surroundings. I like to stay at Walmarts, right? Because it's easy. You pull in, and then you go in and you shop, and that's great fun. But I always have Christine look at the Walmart and say, okay, can I drive around here? What's the parking lot? Is it big enough? And I do that on the maps, you know, where you get a satellite view. Because we're towing, you know, a Sprinter behind our 37-foot motorhome, and man, you can't back up. We'll talk about that in the next episode about towing. But anyway, and then, of course, valuables. And then, you know, when you're going to the Walmart, you know, just kind of look around. Just observe, okay, who's here at the Walmart? Is there a lot of encampments? That's a bad thing. Is there a lot of punks in the parking lot? That's probably a sign that you don't want to stay there. So it's just a lot of common sense stuff. And know where your fire extinguishers are. So,
ooh, any fun stories about having to use those?
None.
No.
This is good. No, I'm not entertained, but it's good that you never had a fire in your RV.
No.
No, we've never burned up anything.
Mm-mm.
Well, anything that wasn't supposed to be burned up.
Mm-mm.
Put it that way. We like campfires. All right, so, hey, how was your guys' weekend?
I had a rough weekend, man. It started to take a good turn on Sunday. But
oh, that's nice. Christine, how was your weekend?
Oh, so much stuff happened. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, what?
Well, we cleaned up. Wait, what did we do? Okay, we finished painting our house.
Because
the painters were great.
Sorry.
Okay. They did the walls. They did a really good job. It's just the little details they didn't do well. So we went around and redid all the trim. That was Saturday. Then on Sunday, we took our dog, Alex, to Dog Beach, and she went surfing for the first time.
Aww.
She was adorable.
That was so cool.
And then we went to my stepfather's home. And it's just depressing. So
yeah.
I don't have
stepfather's not doing great. And that's part of life, I guess. So anyway, we worked on that. And then we watched NASCAR.
NASCAR, woo!
Yes, NASCAR.
What about NASCAR?
It's coming to Coronado next year.
Yes, it is. Father's Day weekend.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
Are you so excited?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm so, yeah.
For everybody listening, that is Dave's favorite sport. Is that the only sport you follow?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Drive fast, go left. Drive fast, go left.
Yeah. I texted our driver, but he's not going to be able to race because he's in the ARCA series when he races. And the ARCA's not going to race. It's only the truck, Infiniti, and the Cupcake car. But he says, hey, I can get you on a car. I'm like, oh, okay. So now I got to start working on that. And we thought we'd stay downtown, down on the bay. We thought we'd stay at the Hotel Del down there, right? Thought, oh, that'd be cool.
Oh my gosh.
It was 3,000.
Hotel rates?
3,000.
Oh yeah, the Dell's no joke. Oh, cost is insane for the Dell. And Coronado, crazy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Normally it's what, $900 a night?
Depending on the
it
room.
It went up to like $3,000 for that weekend.
They yeah. know what's coming.
Oh yeah. Oh,
they're going to take advantage of every penny.
Sure, I would. We can even rent out our house. I doubt they'll have motorhomes on the base. It's going to be on the military base, North Island. I doubt they'll have a motorhome section.
I'm sure you could put your motorhome somewhere else on the island, though. No?
If I was military, there's campgrounds down there. Yeah.
There's nowhere else on the island that's not military that you can park an RV?
Yeah, down south.
Oh, by Imperial Beach?
Yeah, if you go towards Imperial Beach, there's a spot on the... But it's a dry camping and...
I think it's first come, first serve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You guys are going to be camping all week out there. Make sure you have a spot.
Like a month ahead.
So we'll probably just Uber from our house every day.
There's other hotels you could stay at besides the Dell that are probably not $3,000 a night.
Yeah, but there's also our house, which is only about 20 minutes away. So
you're going to go to NASCAR minutes. And you're not going to... Oh, I guess you're going to Uber. I was going to say, you're not going to drink at NASCAR?
Yeah, I don't drink. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. No, so, but we want to get Catherine Legg, number 78. We want to put our logo on her car.
I think that would be a good driver for a cup car.
It's pretty cool. She's pretty awesome. She has Elf sponsoring her, but it'd be nice to be on a woman's car.
Yes.
So if anybody knows how to compete with the Elf makeup, that'd be great. Let us know.
Oh, yes. Makeup.
Or get us on.
Elf is like a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
They are.
That's a huge makeup company. But they're really good. They're actually really good. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can do there. That would be fun. And then we could have her in on the podcast.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
How do our people, AKA me, get in contact with her people and then make this happen?
Well, I'll have my people talk to your people.
We'll have Mamba call you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He's great.
Step one.
Okay.
So, Sasha, how was your weekend, by the way?
Rough.
I know I don't really want to go there.
It was rough. I was under the weather Friday, Saturday, really the better part of last week, man, but it hit me. And then Sunday started to come around. I hosted church. That was really great. And then did some homework. Trying to get a lot of homework done before my mom's here this weekend. Yay.
Mom coming in for podcast?
No, mom's coming in Thursday. And she leaves on Sunday. Mm. We have a concert to go to on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bad Bunny?
No bad animals. Summer worship night. Two worship artists, Christian music.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
This is Creed. Aren't they Christian music?
What? Was that a sentence?
Creed.
Oh, is Creed a Christian band? I'm not sure. They might be. I think they are.
Which was the band that my brother threw the tape out the window?
Oh, that's not nice.
I do not remember.
I just saw a statistic that said worship music is up like 60% in the last like year.
Really?
And I was looking for this. This is the third year they've done the Summer Worship Nights tour. And they had multiple shows sell out during pre-sale. So they had to add a second night. I went to look at the tickets left. Down on the floor, it's like $700 a ticket.
Wow.
A lot of people are now aware of, like, Brandon Lake is one of the artists. And he just did music with Jelly Roll, which is a little bit more mainstream known. But it's impressive. I'm excited.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll, is he Christian rock?
No.
No.
He's
country.
He's country and rock all kind of mixed together.
I don't know this Jelly Roll.
I should say country rock. Anyway.
So did you guys hear about the mating migration?
Isn't that special?
I did. And the five states, Texas, California, yeah. Florida, New Mexico, and...
The men come out of the hole for mating frenzy, they call it.
Disgusting. Did I tell you that there was a tarantula in my neighbor's house last year?
If you did, I did not remember. Keep it in my brain.
Yeah, my neighbor in our condos, she came banging on our window one night and on our door to get Larry. And we're like, what is happening? She scared us. We're like in the middle of conversation, hanging out, and she wouldn't stop. And we're like, we'll be right there, for the love of God. We get there, she's like, there's a tarantula in my condo. Oh, yeah.
That's it?
It came from Costco. She thinks that it came from Costco.
Costco. Tarantulas Larry, come from Costco?
Like it
you can get those
You
at
can
Costco?
Buy a big bag
of tarantulas. Like you can buy yeah. Are they fully cooked or just frozen? Or?
They're fully alive.
Yeah.
Larry went and caught it, and then we let it out in the dirt area by the condos. We let it live.
Okay.
The spiders were on another level last year. There were spider webs all over all the bushes in our condos. Like it was insane last year.
Was this at Halloween?
Nope. This was real time. This wasn't holiday fake spider webs.
Okay.
That'll be fun to watch. I hope they do it in Borrego. I don't know how they predict the which counties the spiders live in. Well, I looked it up and they're not deadly poisonous. They're venomous. And if they bite you, it'll be, you know, it'll
painful
hurt and stuff. Yeah, painful. Yeah. But you're not going to die.
I held one when I was a kid.
So I'm going to catch him. Yeah.
I,
the dog
was
playing
braver
with one up at Tiny House.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yummy. Yeah. Disgusting.
So you're not supposed to squeeze them too hard. Otherwise, they get mad. Oh, gosh. Their predator is the tarantula hawk. Have you heard of these things?
The fly thing?
Yeah, it's like a flying thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that big, Chrissy, but it's about this big. And... apparently it stings the tarantula and stuns it, and then the hawk drags it back to its lair and then implants eggs into the tarantula, and so the eggs grow and eat the tarantula as it grows.
Isn't that special?
Isn't that great?
Oh, gosh.
We have tarantula hawks in Alpine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. God.
Do they sting people?
Anything can sting you if it's got a needle. For a butt.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, there you go. I got a butt, but I don't sting.
But you don't have a needle for a butt.
I wish I did. Wouldn't that be cool?
No. I don't trust anything with a needle for a butt. And then you put wings on it? Not bees, not wasps, not tarantula hawks, none of that.
Wings would be so cool to have. I watched one of those wingsuit guys.
So you want a needle, butt, and wings. You just want to be a little bumblebee?
What the heck?
It's all yours, Christine.
So this sort of leads us to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. Comic-Con was this weekend.
Did you know that there was 135,000 visitors in San Diego, downtown San Diego?
Wow. That's crazy. That's bigger than a football stadium.
Thank you for telling us. Did you see that there was a fire at the Brazilian Steakhouse down there on Friday night? And they had to evacuate a bunch of people? So where my husband used to work, we used to do their Christmas parties. I went and looked it up and I figured that was ironic. It was funny.
Was it?
It was for me. They had really good cheese balls. It was like these breaded balls with cheese inside them.
Yeah.
I would take my napkin with all of them in it. And then close my napkin and then put my napkin of cheese balls into my purse and take it home. They're delicious. This was pre my gluten free era where I lived life to the fullest.
I was going to say.
No gluten, no alcohol, no fun for me.
Anything else about Comic-Con? I mean, it's like the biggest thing going on in San Diego.
Until Father's Day.
3 days.
Until NASCAR on Father's Day next year.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's going to be so good.
Yeah, Comic-Con is kind of interesting. We went 30 years ago, remember? It was at the Scottish Rite Temple
in Mission Valley.
Mission Valley, and I talked you into going, and it was basically comic books.
It was all Star Trek, too.
It was a lot of Star Trek, they were comic book trading. There wasn't any cosplay or any of that kind of stuff. Who did we see? Oh, we saw Billy Mummy, Will Robinson. He was there and signing books or something, just kind of.
Sasha, cool. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
What? Lost in Space? You don't know Lost in Space, the TV show?
I heard of it, never watched it.
Danger, oh. Will Robinson. Danger.
Oh, I know that saying. I say that all the time. When you do that and flail your arms, I know what you mean. I'm a visual learner.
I wanted to go, but it's just...
The ticket prices are too expensive.
Everything's expensive. Yeah. It's crowded. It's hot. What's the point of it?
Yeah.
And everybody records everything now. So you could just... I'm sure somebody was vlogging it. You could just watch it
the whole entire time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even have to go.
It was a sad weekend because we ended up losing some very special people.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Three people. They say it comes in threes. Wow. Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, and Theo Huxtable, whose real name is like Malcolm something.
Yep. All we know him by is Theo.
Yeah.
That's sad.
The Ozzy one hurts.
I think but that one doesn't
shout
hurt.
Shout out to those three.
Shout out? Okay, yeah. Shout out.
They're probably having a party up in heaven. You know, Ozzy knew it was coming, though. He did everything he could to make the end the best he could. Malcolm drowning, that was
accidental drowning.
Cardiac arrest for Hulk Hogan, not expected.
No.
The unexpected ones that really hurt.
Did you guys watch Hulk Hogan's reality show back in the day?
No.
I might have one episode.
We used to watch. It felt like so much of like my childhood just went night-night for forever. Yeah. It's sad. Hmm. It brings back memories.
It's weird to think he was only 71. You know?
Yeah, and well, the average age of death is what?
Oh, gosh. Is 76?
76.
So the midlife is really...
I'm nearing it.
38.
Starting my crisis 50. Early.
You're still on the upward hill, right? Yeah, you're climbing to the peak, and we're where? We're
on our downhill.
Well, they say
we're almost at the bottom.
They say midlife crisis. I'm only 6 years away from midlife, quote unquote. So I'm getting started on my crisis.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna have? What's your crisis? You gonna buy a car?
Dealing with
a hot
you.
Car?
Dealing with you. That is my crisis.
I think you ought to buy a sports car.
No.
Yeah, and you can just sit in it because you don't have a driver's license.
Or I could have a nice car like that and just sit in it because I'm afraid to drive it with a license. And could you talk to us about that?
I don't know anyone like that.
You don't know anyone like that?
You should do some introspective work on yourself. I know someone like that.
So why don't you explain to the audience?
What?
Why you have a car you don't drive that you had to have.
Because when I was younger, I wanted to get a Challenger, and I had a chance to buy one really for like $600, or was it $400? It was $400 because it didn't run, and it was really a nice TA Challenger with a 446 pack, if anybody knows about cars, and I didn't get it, and I regretted it forever, and so this time when Dodge says, we're not going to produce gas engines anymore, I says, I'm getting me one of these cars, last call. So I did.
Wouldn't it have been a lot less expensive to just like get a model of one you could put on your shelf? It you gets driven about as often as that would be.
You don't think I don't have a model of one?
Touché.
Yeah, I don't drive it much because people are crazy.
Christine's letting us know we're at 27 minutes. Yeah. But with the amount of editing, we're probably only at like 18. So how long of gaps do we have to remove out of this?
Thank you, producer.
She's got to keep us in check. Yeah. Dave will just ramble and ramble and ramble.
Yes, you will. Well, especially about your car.
Oh, it's
bet you don't
it's
drive.
Green, sublime green with a shaker hood. It's a scat pack. Man, I put a spoiler. I got the window louvers. Oh, it's freaking cool. And it's fast. It's fun to drive.
There it is again. Dave's got to go fast. NASCAR fast.
Oh, and that's the other problem. That's why I don't drive it because I'm always burning off the tires. So
yes, he is.
I think it's got a little over 3,000 miles on it, maybe.
That surprises me. I didn't think that it would have that many on it, to be quite honest. So talking about sports, we talked about NASCAR. I wanted to kind of talk about sports today. It's my little fun topic. Do you watch any other sports?
Once in a while I watch football, but not too often.
I don't think
college,
he does.
College basketball.
Yeah, college basketball.
Yeah.
Ew.
Did you see where that guy in New York, this morning I heard on the news that he apparently was mentally ill from
concussions.
Concussions from football. So he was trying to get to the football level.
He took the wrong elevator.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that's
no, that's what the news said this morning.
I saw an article that was talking about how he went to high school here in Southern California. So, did you know that San Diego County has 58 cities?
Does it really?
Incorporated or unincorporated?
Based off the Census Bureau's website, I was doing some work for school, and Alpine is the 26th largest city in the county of San Diego.
Well, there you go.
Crazy.
I know Borrego's unincorporated, and I don't know what the difference is between incorporated and unincorporated. I mean, I know the word in front of it.
Do you?
That's about it.
All I know is that he went to high school somewhere in Southern California. But football's messy. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that being the reason.
I don't know. Look at the Junior Seau.
I mean, CTE and the concussion issues, they're huge. I mean, it's a huge, but I just don't. I have a hard time accepting any reason to go shoot up anything.
Well, that's because you're not concussed.
Mentally,
is that a real word, concussed?
Concussed. Yes.
You're not concussed.
CTE is a very big deal in pro football. There's been a lot of conversation about it. And so I can understand how that would cause mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a concussion?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
I passed out in Walmart and went from straight up to straight down on concrete.
And so then you got up and your head was like concussed?
I had a concussion. I was concussed.
Concussed. You ever been concussed?
No, I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Playing hockey. I remember the play. It's coming around the net.
You can remember this.
And I was looking down at the puck. And I should have been looking up. And the guy came around and just knocked me flat. And I went out. And I got up. And everything was orange. And I didn't know where the bench was. I skated around a little bit. Somebody had to come get me to bring me back to the bench.
You were just on your own little journey?
Oh, yeah. It was
in the middle of a game?
Orange. Orange game. It was orange. Everything
your
was had orange.
Your colors were orange.
God. Maybe that was the issue.
Maybe when you were out there.
I had a jersey over my head and I didn't realize.
I mean, come on.
It was crazy. I could look at the time and I could look at the score. And then I looked down, I couldn't remember it. I could look at it, couldn't remember it. I mean, it was just like you're living right in the moment, and that was it. There was no memory of the current situation or past. It was strange.
It's kind of how you operate now.
I'm thinking that maybe that had something to do with what's going on.
That's true.
Yeah. Sounds like a normal Tuesday here at Flagpole Buddy. There needs to be more attention on it, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That and mental health in general in the great country of the United States.
Completely. That's the whole issue.
Everything.
Everything is mental health. Anyway, yeah, we're going to solve that. And our listeners are pretty excited about listening to that. I would be.
So let's wrap it up.
Are we wrapping it up,
yes,
producer?
Yes, we are.
Okay, bye.
What's our wrap-up song?
Well, hold on. You got to tell people to run it up the flagpole. Hey, guys, don't forget to run it up the flagpole.
Was I supposed to say that? Or was you supposed to say that?
I was supposed to say that.
One of us was supposed to say it.
One of us.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Blazing all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.